is fantastically enthused. He is optimistic about this country. He always has been. Even in the depths of the recession, he has been fiercely optimistic about the potential of America.
From the White House, Jay Carney setting up the State of the Union on Tuesday night, as we will do here on America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. It's been a couple of rough months, to say the least, for the Prez, his approval ratings dipping. And this is a big one for him. It's kind of like a sales pitch, as my buddy told me this morning when we were hashing it out over what we were going to see this time around. We're going to certainly, as we peek behind what the words will be, we're certainly going to be introduced to some people, I believe, that have successfully gotten insurance, health insurance, maybe for the first time, and how it's changed their lives. And there is no other side to this, because remember, this is the president's moment, so it's what the agenda is going to be. It's what's working. It's what we're trying to make happen. It's the grand push through the rest of the year and into next year as time goes by fast. And before you know it, the conversation turns to who's next. And in fact, it already has turned to who's next. It's not a surprise to me, but Hillary Clinton is, I think, the presumptive already nominee for the Democrats, and they're smart in having her say in front of a huge group of automobile dealers in a speech, keynote speech in New Orleans, saying that her biggest regret was Benghazi, and this is a way to own it. We live in a world of own it now, because everything's YouTube, video. Everybody's looking at everything that they've ever done being out there on display. There's no having to dig it up. And without a doubt, the clip of Hillary Clinton saying, what difference does it make at the Senate hearing, is the thing that she has to get around in pushing to get the nomination for the Dems. Now, when she's asked the question, she kind of skirts around it, saying she's resting, enjoying time with the family, all that kind of stuff, speaking, traveling around the country, because they're smart. This is what I'm saying. The strategy is smart. Own it, get it out there, start talking about it. So that by the time it comes around to the real thing, you've already talked about it. And you have no problems answering those questions. Also, we have some breaking news here on America Tonight. I didn't realize he was this old, but Pete Seeger, who is a songwriter, big-time folk music guy. You know, there's the folk music movie that's out now. I can't think of it. Llewellyn Davis. That movie is getting a little steam, an independent kind of movie. And people are talking about, you know, hearkening back to those days. So it's interesting. Pete Seeger, 94 years old. And he was huge when it comes to folk music. If you look at anything to do with his, with his bio, with his history, without a doubt, he had some serious chops. Since I wasn't around in the 50s, I can't say that I remember the time, but I can remember my parents talking about it, living in New York, how big it was. And that whole folk scene was all about community and get-togethers and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So Seeger was the kind of guy that appeared at a lot of colleges, folk festivals, that kind of stuff. And he also is somebody who bounced back from a conviction for contempt of Congress, because he was a backbone guy. He was a stand-up guy. He defied the House Un-American Activities Committee in the 50s, performing on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial at the inaugural concert for Barack Obama. So he lived through it all. 94. Died on Monday. How about that? Natural causes. I'll say that. Boy, of all the ways to go, is that the way to go? Natural causes. Usually we're talking about cancer or some other thing that somebody's gotten, and to live that kind of a life, an interesting life, let's say that. We have some interesting things coming up next here on ATN. We're going to talk with Mark Yaffe about the Super Bowl and what we can expect from Super Bowl commercials. You know, when we talk about sports, the biggest event, without a doubt, in sports is the Super Bowl. The hype, the madness, the week that is, the conversations, what the players are talking about. And we have our final nail, the score for the NFL season, coming up on our next show in our last two segments of the third hour. So don't forget about that, because you could be a huge, let me say that again, you could be a huge winner here on ATM. We always have a lot of fun with it. And it's the Super Bowl is just a cash cow. It is a cash cow for the networks. It is a cash cow for a lot of people who are tied to things related to the Super Bowl. When you're talking about ads and who's buying the Super Bowl ads and what they're paying, if you looked at back a year, $292 million spent in 2013. Altogether, I saw a great little chart in the Wall Street Journal on it. Altogether, $2.54 billion has been spent since 2000. And who are the biggest advertisers? Think about the commercials that you see. You know, the Cola Wars, that whole thing. Beverage-wise, $68 million spent last time around. They say it's going to be more. For food, $36 million. But the number one industry spending the most on the ads, the auto industry. Aha, they have the money. The auto industry, $96 million. So Volkswagen will be featured. They're spending about $1 million on ad time. Kia spending some money on ad time. And then the other usual suspects, Anheuser-Busch, you know, when you talk about beer companies, they're always featured heavily. Should be interesting. So if our comedian friend Mark Yaffe had his way, what would we see in television commercials? We're going to talk about that next. Predictions. It's all about predictions. So don't forget, we have our big predictions coming up on our next show, as I said, with Nail the Score. But Yaffe's in the house. He's next. Don't want to miss it. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Rapidly become my favorite comedian, and we have him here again on America Tonight. Mark Yaffe joins us. We're going to talk a little Super Bowl commercials. He has his own spin on what Americans really want to see. Mark, first of all, where in the world are you?
Wow. Well, right now I'm in Beatty, Nevada. Try Wikipedia-ing that. It is about a third of the way between Vegas and Reno. So I started my morning in Minot, North Dakota. Flew to Vegas, but then it's a long story. I ended up having to drive to Reno. So I've seen every part of the country that no one wants to be in right now.
Yeah, because of how cold it is. So I'm sure you packed for that, right? Do you have a parka and gloves?
I was in Williston, North Dakota last Wednesday, and then we did shows in Minot, North Dakota Friday, Saturday. And I think it got about minus 35 with the wind chill. I'm from California, though. I got hypothermia and the shade.
So when you get on stage and you're playing these places where it's freezing cold, it's just like when you go somewhere and it's super hot. People, I say the common denominator is always the weather. You get on an elevator, you're pumping gas, whatever, and people talk to you about the weather. So when you're playing a gig like that where it's freezing, do you do the how cold is it jokes or no?
Oh, I'm always clowning them. I'm like, what are you people, like some sort of global warming witness protection program? And then I'm like, I could never live anywhere where it's warmer inside my freezer than it is outside of my house. So I give them, they like it. They understand. And, I have a lot of respect for people, especially, in North Dakota. That's the Western North Dakota is up there in the oil boom country. And, those guys are working on those rigs in this weather. We had a guy who was a boyfriend of one of our coordinators for our show, and he gets a call at like, 9 o'clock, he's about to go to a late show, and he had to leave. Oh, yeah, got to go out to the rig, got to go, I'm on call. And, they're out there doing their work at minus whatever degree temperature. I have enough trouble telling jokes in a 75-degree temperature room without feeling tired.
Oh, yeah. I mean, seriously, the icicles. I can imagine the stories that people have, no question about it. So I'm sure you'll find a spot, a warm spot, in the schedule to spend some time watching the Super Bowl. Are you a fan of the Super Bowl?
I mean, I always enjoy the spectacle. I mean, boy, they're really holding their breath with this one. You know, the storms and talk. You know, they talk about maybe for the first time ever postponing the Super Bowl, so we could end up having a Monday night Super Bowl. Is that where we're headed? I mean, you know, as long as the big halftime extravaganza stuff goes on and the bettors all get their feel, you know, they get to make their bets in Vegas and all that. It'll happen. It's an American institution. And, of course, you know, Super Bowl Sunday is always bringing us some of the wildest, innovative, and most expensive commercials we see all year. And, I remember last year, my favorite was a company, most people haven't heard of it, EDS. Did you see the one that had the running of the squirrels?
Yes.
The running of the bulls?
Mm-hmm.
I love that one. And then the cat herders.
Clever.
I thought that was a lot of fun. I'm like, why is it animals always seem to appear in Super Bowl commercials?
Yeah, no kidding. If you had your way and you were thinking of some crazy, wild commercials that you could make, for example, if you were working with Oprah, what would you do for Oprah for a commercial?
Well, that's a natural. We go with O.com or O.co, right? The Overstock. Oprah O.
Yeah, she needs.
She needs the money, right?
Exactly. She doesn't have enough. I just got back from Hawaii, and she has her own road in Maui. It's the most expensive road on the island, and nobody can use it but her.
She's there once a year, probably?
Probably. Although she did have Michelle Obama over as a guest during the time I was there for her 50th birthday.
Wow. Must be nice. Yeah, who's going to stop the Secret Service from going out there, right?
Exactly. We tried to crash, but no luck. Who are you?
Yeah, my buddy Adam, I'm traveling with right now. Adam Stone, very funny comedian from Honolulu. He's probably been out there. He probably got stopped at the road, but he doesn't know the Obamas personally. He didn't go to that high school.
Yeah, that's the key. You got to find the hookup somehow. All right, so let's say if Jay Leno, who now is winding down The Tonight Show, if Jay Leno were to do a spot, what would Jay Leno's spot be?
Well, you know, Kane, Jay's going to be looking for a job. I think he can be spoken for jobsearch.com.
That's a good one, job search.
Yeah.
Come on, that's easy,
yeah.
Isn't it?
That's too easy, I know. I got all the easy hit them out of the park ones today. I don't know, but we'll keep going. What else do you want to see? What other celebrities?
All right, Justin Bieber, he just gets so many headlines. He just got busted for DUI. He was cruising in Miami doing, you know, he's burning rubber. They stopped him, and I guess he had pills in his system and alcohol and, you know, whatever. So he's always making headlines. He's now the new bad boy.
He is going to be making a few appearances in court between Miami and then California with the egg. Him and his buddy did $20,000. That's a lot of eggs to do $20,000 damage, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's a lot, so, yes.
I'm thinking he could do a commercial for any antiperspirant because he's going to be sweating it out for a while in front of some judges.
That would be good. The Bieber Bomb, something like that. I wonder what it would be called, but it's good.
You know,
I like it.
This is an aside. I read today that they have an intervention for him going on right now in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
And Usher and his manager, Scooter, whatever, and his former swagger coach. Do you realize celebrities actually have a swagger coach? I think right now he needs a humility moderator.
Humility moderator, that's good. I'd like that job. Take him down a few pegs.
I think you can put him in his place.
I think so, too. All right, Phil Robertson, you know him. He's the head duck from Duck Dynasty. Last time you and I were talking about all the controversy with Duck Dynasty.
Yeah,
so he would.
On, huh?
Yeah, he could sell anything, couldn't he? What do you think he'd sell?
I'm thinking, we got to go with Just for Men, beard coloring. Of course, it would be the Duck Dynasty edition, so it would be available in brown, black, or camouflage.
Ooh, a camouflage little beard or goatee. That'd be interesting. It's camouflage everything. Everywhere you go, you see camouflage in places you never thought you'd see camouflage.
I was at the Minot Airport today. This guy was wearing camouflage Crocs.
That's brutal. Crocs?
Wow. Did he wear camouflage underwear to bed so he can sneak up on his wife?
That's a good one. Maybe. Maybe that's the only way.
Right.
All right, how about your favorite? I'm sure all men at some point have had a sort of a secret crush on this woman, and we saw what happened with Ben Affleck. That started that whole celebrity, well, that added on to the whole celebrity taking the two names and slicing them together. J-Lo. If J-Lo were doing a spot, because she's all about getting the money for those commercials, what would she do?
Oh, J-Lo, of course, Cinnabon.
I like that. Cinnabons.
Her assets are always being discussed.
That's right. Jenny from the Block, for sure. Speaking of music people, how about the rapper Ice-T? That's a natural, right?
Yes, and he's such a thespian, too, and I loved him. You know he had to love an SUV, so rapper Ice-T for Lipton Ice-T, come on.
I'm surprised they haven't thought of that already. No kidding. That's good. How about a lot of people I know like Pitbull. If Pitbull were doing a spot, it seems almost natural because he has such high energy that he would do something that would have something to do with energy.
Yeah, Pitbull is going to be promoting Red Bull.
I like it. Red Bull. Pitbull for Red Bull. That seems obvious, yeah. If they like him anyway, they like the if they would Red Bull would go with the rapper thing. How about the guy? Well, yeah, why not? Is what I say. How about the guy who didn't get there? How about Jim Harbaugh?
Oh yes, I feel bad for my ex Northern California neighbors. I'm actually a Raiders fan, so I got my side is we lost the last game of the season. We officially got eliminated from the playoffs until 2025. So.
Sticking
around with it. 2025. Right. Oh, my gosh. It's sad. That Raider guy should be wearing the patch over both eyes.
So Jim Harbaugh's wife says what?
She says he will only wear $8 khakis on game day. So I think we just create a whole new line of Jim Harbaugh $8 khakis and call them tackies.
Tackies. Oh, I love it. So now while we're talking, have you gone through another small town somewhere?
No, I pulled over because it's such bad coverage here. Right? We were all nervous we weren't going to be able to meet you. I'm standing outside of the car holding a hanger and leaning against the dumpster.
Oh, we appreciate it so much. We appreciate it. So if somebody wants to pick up your CD, Chuckalicious, where do they need to go again, Mark?
They can go to download it at iTunes or Amazon.com, and they can go to my website, laughwithmark.com.
I love it. Mark, enjoy the Super Bowl. Safe travels, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You too. Thanks, Kate.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Shockingly, the average age of entry into prostitution for a child victim in the U.S. is 13 to 14 years old.
Sadly, but almost certainly, they are bringing with them sexually exploited trafficking victims, many of them from abroad, in an attempt to cash in on the Super Bowl crowds.
All right, a couple of Congress folks, Ann Wagner talking about Super Bowl trafficking, as was Chris Smith. Both on the same side, saying that two Republicans on the same side of this one, of course, that it's shocking. Who wouldn't say that? It doesn't matter what your politics. The trafficking apparently is a lot worse than one would think, and that's depressing. So with the big game, the big hype on, there is an underbelly, and that's part of it. That's part of, unfortunately, what has happened, bringing people in, trafficking, awful, awful thing. Just in general, the awareness of human trafficking has been elevated, and that's a good thing. We've had guests on this show. I think we've had two different guests on this show who have talked about what's happened to them and how they were kidnapped or they were in the foster system when they were young, and things that you wouldn't believe that are going on right here in this country right now with kids being treated like slaves. The other part of the Super Bowl, and something certainly a guy like the commissioner is going to promote, is that they want a safe environment. They don't want to see human trafficking or problems or people getting robbed or any of that kind of stuff. And, of course, our biggest city in the United States, New York, you can't throw a net over it, although they certainly are trying to have it be as safe as it could possibly be. And Roger Goodell, the commish, echoes that.
Whenever we do an event like this, you have to have contingency plans. If you look at the weather across the country over the last week, you know, we would have had difficulty playing in a lot of cities because of the weather, whether you're inside or outside, because we're asking a lot of fans to come in, travel, and you just have to make sure that, you know, you keep all of your fans safe and you have a safe event.
Yeah, and the safe event means the weather as well, as he's talking about, because right now the call is for 37, 38 degrees at game time and drizzle, but a couple of degrees here or there, that could change. It could end up being snow. And can you imagine, can you imagine if it was a terrible snowstorm? Of course, they wouldn't want to see that. They've even talked about having the game played on Friday or having the game played on Saturday if they had to do it that way, which seems that it's unheard of. And, of course, it is because we've never had it in an open, in modern times, we've never had an open-air Super Bowl when it's been held in a place where it's cold, like Indianapolis. You had a dome. You had a roof. So that's a different story. Although in Dallas, when they had the Super Bowl at Jerry's World, shockingly, the worst ice storm of all hit Dallas. It affected the Super Bowl because, as the commissioner was saying there, conditions weren't really safe for a lot of people. Some people blew it off. They couldn't get from point A to point B because of the ice storm. It turned out to be a little bit of a nightmare, without a doubt. Knock on wood, they won't have that happen in New York. Right now, it's supposed to be okay for the Super Bowl, but that changes. That changes. Weather patterns change, so they had to have something in place just in case. Just in case. It's a good time to remind you that we have something in place. It's called Nail the Score. In our next show, in our third hour, final two segments, your chance to nail the score, your chance to have bragging rights, and to win some fabulous prizes from all of us here at America tonight. Doesn't matter if you don't like football. You just have to pick a side. Tell us the score. It's that easy. Like circling lottery numbers, as I often say, Powerball. It's a huge amount. You stumble into the store. You know nothing about the lottery. And you decide, I'm going to plunk down a couple of dollars. I'm going to get a lottery ticket. So here, you don't have to plunk down any dollars. You just call in or send us an email at americatonight.net during the segment and tell us who you think's going to win. And you actually have time to look at this if you wanted to, but paralysis by overanalysis is my mantra. So I wouldn't get all caught up in that. It's either Denver or Seattle. You have a number one defense and offense matched up against each other. I think this could be a really, really close, tight, exciting game. It'd be a bummer, frankly, if it were a blowout. It doesn't have the earmarks of that, but you never know. Somebody runs away with it. There's turnovers. Who knows? That certainly could happen. One of the coaches, Seattle's coach, Pete Carroll, says that there was some magic in this for him in coming all the way back to the Super Bowl in his role for some of the knocks that he's taken along the way, including being dumped by a top-tier team. Take a listen.
After I was fired at New England, that was really the biggest opportunity to shift, because it was really the first time I had a chance to, I had some time. You know, I was semi-retired for 10 months or whatever it is, and I had a chance to sit back, and I had to kick into a real competitive mode because the job market was going to come up again as I sat out for one season. And in that time, I think that the competitiveness really, really elevated in me that I needed to get right. I thought I would never leave SC. It was a perfect situation, and I loved it, and everything was formatted so that I could really do things the way I wanted to do it. I had tremendous freedom and support, but always knowing that the NFL was the most competitive level that you could get involved with in a world of football.
All right, so there you go. Pete Carroll's take on what's happened to him. I had a buddy that just heard what we were saying and sent me the latest from New York. They're predicting a high of 36 degrees for Sunday, possible snow showers, but they're saying possible, being cautious, probability that it's a much milder, typical New York day and that it turns to the rain that I've been mentioning. It doesn't look like there's going to be any kind of a super blizzard for the bowl. But can you imagine? A couple of days before is when they're really going to be able to zero in on that. I mean, look, they're going to be able to clear it if they had to anyway. The first outdoor Super Bowl in a cold weather climate, the coldest weather ever for the 6:30 p.m. kickoff, the record 39 degrees, that was set at Tulane Stadium in New Orleans in 1972. So how about that? Now we're talking MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, technically. And it shouldn't be, I don't think it's going to be unbearable weather. I don't think so. And if they have to, I mean, look, the NFL has bags for ticket holders with a seat cushion, with gloves, and also a neck gaiter, too, as well, and some other warming deals. So they've thought of this. They're not going to, they're smart. They're not going to let the dollars slip away. And there's all kinds of storylines with this. Peyton Manning, what happens? Does Denver win? And is this the last hurrah for Peyton? Is this the last hurrah for Peyton no matter what, whether they win or whether they lose? And, you know, what are we going to see? A Super Bowl that is sky high point-wise with 47 being the line over or under? Or are we going to see low numbers because of the defense? You know, what kind of Super Bowl is this one shaping up to be? One thing's for sure, without a doubt, even people who don't have an interest in football pay attention to the Super Bowl, go to Super Bowl games, even if they're watching the commercials and a little bit of the game, whatever it is. It is our greatest pastime. You cannot deny the numbers. A recent Harris poll showed that. The number of people watching the NFL, including women, has gone up, and it just continues to go up. It is the most popular sport. You can argue for other, you know, other sports, whether it's baseball, whether it's auto racing, whatever, but without a doubt, the NFL rules, and they know it. And part of this is marketing, 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 and the Super Bowl was just such a genius thing that has just continued to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it seems as though there is no boundaries to, you know, what the NFL has risen to and where it's headed. We often on this show do a segment called It's Your Business, and the business of football is what's so, I think, fascinating to me, is to see the fact that it is the whole enchilada, as I talk about in my book, Level the Playing Field, that the first Super Bowl was actually played in Memorial Stadium in L.A. in 1967 with the Packers pounding the Chiefs. And 60 million people watched. It shattered all kinds of records. The Super Bowl draws in over 111 million viewers. It's just a stroke of brilliance how this game got started and how big it's become. I mean, even the food, even the amount of food that people eat. Like this, did you know that 15,000 tons of chips are going to be eaten on Sunday, on Super Bowl Sunday? 8 million pounds of guacamole. Pizza, the biggest food of choice. 20 million pizzas plus, supposedly, because it's hard to keep these statistics, ordered in 2011. That is crazy. Coming back on the flip side, some final thoughts for this hour, some O&E. Hang with us.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bacteria. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
As I like to call it, if you didn't hear, Hillary Clinton was talking to the auto folks in New Orleans and announced that her biggest regret was Benghazi, trying to put that in her rearview mirror. She gets ready to make a run for the Democratic side of the presidential race in 2016, barring some crazy wild curveball. That's what's going to happen. Pete Seeger, singer, folk song collector and song writer, who was part of a huge folk revival at one point, spent a big chunk of his life pushing folk music as part of a heritage, and he was about social change. The lyrics, died Monday. He was 94 years old. 94 years old, died of natural causes. Perfect way to go, at Presby Hospital in the city. State of the Union. Tuesday night, the president with his big pitch, what direction is the administration heading in? One thing the Prez will talk about is time for action. And if he has to bypass Congress with executive orders, he's going to continue to do that because he didn't get any of his 2013 State of the Union priorities through that tight Congress. So I think that's part of what he's going to say right off of the top. The year of action. The president's moment will include a lot about employment, jobs, jobs, jobs. In fact, he's already got some companies on board, some big companies, saying that they're not going to discriminate against people who have not had a job for a while. Xerox, AT&T, Lockheed Martin, Procter & Gamble, to name a few. They signed a pledge agreeing not to do that. So if you're somebody who's long-term unemployed, this supposedly isn't going to count against you when they say, what have you been doing? Because that's the big complaint. Also, that unilateral action on infrastructure, job training, climate change, education, immigration, I think this is going to be peppered throughout the State of the Union. And we'll have all of the reaction to the State of the Union for you coming up on the next show, mixing in a small segment of what I've been talking about, nail the score for the Super Bowl. So it's a big week. Politics, sports, and a few other things in between. The weather. Can't get away from this crazy weather. Yes, we know it's cold in the winter. But the whole idea of feeling like it's 50 below, 40 below, 30 below, when you've got wind added to it, is crazy. It is the time to be emergency prepared, that for sure. If you live in a place where you have to weather the storms, whether it's the Deep South, the Northeast, the Midwest, I guess that includes almost all of us, except for a chunk of the Southwest and California. But even they've had some cold temperatures for California. You just got to be prepared. You know, what's crazy is I happen to see this, that this Arctic air that's hanging around the Midwest and the plains that's dipping into the Southeast, and it's already here in parts of the Southwest anyway. They're talking about a chance of snow in some places. In New Orleans, snow has only fallen 17 times where they could really measure it. But the French Quarter is already getting ready to shut down just in case. And some tourists are worried about being stranded at the airport because they can't get a flight out. Oh, that's the worst. And even the mayor, Mitch Landrieu, declared a state of emergency and warned people to remember what happened when temperatures dipped toward the freezing mark a week ago. Bridges were frozen. Oh, I've been down that lane. And when they're frozen, you're talking car accidents, fatalities, problems. The Big Easy is not prepared for ice, no matter what. It's not in the budget. It's not what they do well. But they're trying to prep the best they can. Even in Atlanta, 20s, it's in the 20s. And they're even talking about a 30 to 40% chance of snow in Montgomery, Alabama. A lot of people listening in the great state of Alabama. Are you ready? You got your snow shovels out? 7 degrees in Washington. 7 degrees. Single digits are brutal. In Wisconsin, the State Department of Transportation told people to avoid driving if possible. If they drive, they should carry, they say, a fully charged cell phone, have at least a half a tank of gasoline. That's great advice. And tell someone where they're going. Tell them. In Minneapolis, people are freezing. in Minnesota, just in general, they're advising no travel in the southern and western parts of that state. Roads are closed. Some of the roads are closed. In South Dakota, whiteout conditions. Zero to near zero visibility. Icy roads, blowing, drifting snow. Safe travel is a misnomer. It's almost impossible on I-29. And it gets worse in some other places, too. It's what it is, folks. Stay home if you can stay home. I mean, that's the gist of it, right? Easy to say, because if you're running businesses or running kids to school because they're trying to keep the schools open or whatever, it's easy to say that. But it's really best to try and do it if you can. Because really, who wants to venture out? If you don't have to venture out, why bother? If you don't have a choice, I get it. But for goodness sake, be prepared for anything that can happen. You know, that's the biggest thing. Being prepared. I think now more than ever, there is a heightened awareness that there wasn't before. And no matter how many times we hit you over the head with it here on this network and elsewhere, some people just aren't paying attention to it. But now people are more hip to that. That you don't know what's going to happen, whether it's floods, blizzards, broken pipes. You don't want to get stuck. It's the worst. That when that panic sets in, and you realize it's rolling up on you, and you have nothing to do but to deal with it, and you say, I was going to do that. It's always, I was going to do that. I was going to get a box and put some food in it. I was going to get that extra water. I was going to get those blankets. But I forgot. Yeah. Not great. So be careful. And speaking of being careful, we're going to end with this because we talked about the cruise. Royal Caribbean, that cruise had to be cut short. More than 600 people got sick. It's crazy. 10-day cruise ship returns after 2 days, has to return 2 days early after gastro illness is widespread. Ugh. Would that be the worst? You're heaving and you have diarrhea and you just want to get off the boat. Please get me off this boat. That's what they're doing. Explorer of the Seas. They're getting them off that boat. Thank goodness. I'm not taking a cruise anytime soon. I don't know about you. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me. AmericaTonight.net.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.